Shemai Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. So we're in the middle of this sugya, and we learned yesterday about how you cannot lead your life on the basis of simanim. Even if you've got a nice dream, we'll define it in the way that logic defines it. By the way, I think this has to do with the sugya in the Gemara that called Nifesh, Sheinik Nifesh Eliezer Eved Avraham Mina Nifesh. Because essentially that's what Eliezer Eved Avraham was doing. It didn't mean anything to him, the fact that she had already met the simanim, right? Because the truth is, he was still mishta'ela labat ha'yitzviach Hashem b'arko. The fact that it all worked out, he understood. He was still taking a risk before he had found out who she was, and he wasn't ready to tell anybody about that risk because it was obvious that it wasn't that we were relying on the simon. You see. Everybody thinks that Eliezer Eved Avraham made a simon and said that God, if you show me this simon, then I know that she's right, right? But it's not true, because he saw the simon and he didn't know that she was right.
Well, it's not of being a simon.
I understand. But what's wrong with making a simon?
Well,
in other words, the point is, the simon doesn't help, because the simon is only an indication. It's not a riot to anything, because I still need for it to work out, right? Even though I can't say to God, well, she's the one, right? And I don't care, really, because obviously you made her the one, so she's the one. It must be okay, whatever it is, it's the best. That you can't do. The same thing over here. You say, well, very nicely, had a dream. But if it doesn't make sense, then we explain the dream otherwise, that's all. Here too, if she had turned out to be somebody else, so Eliezer would have said, no, it's the guy God's laughing at me a little. All right. Rabosha, had Ayala Tanai Badak. Rabosha now made a Tanai, and the truth is that there's a difference. We said yesterday you can make a Tanai either on Badai or on Tanai. The truth is there is a difference on Vaday, because on Vaday, remember, you're going to be taking off Truma Gedol. And so he had a Tanai. Chod Itzah, and here there's another contraction, by the way, leaving out a top from Itzah. Chod Itzah. And so again, typical Yerushalmi, reading things out. So Itzah, Bashla Yerek, she goes in and she cooks a vegetable, and I'm Chayat Mitakna. So she forgot to be Metakenet the Yerek. After the Gabi Radoshia, so she goes to Roshia and she says, what do I do? The Shalach Lazavdi Ben Levi Bitakim Lazavdi. He sent her to Zavdi Ben Levi. Radoshia had the Tanai, but he didn't want to do the work, right? So he sent her to Zavdi Ben Levi to be a Shliach to do the work. So, after Rabbi Bova Momo, boy, Zavdi Zavdi Ben Levi, Parach Mizavdi Radoshia Ben Yarka. I mean, this is Radoshia's Tanai. So, what do you mean? He sent him to be Metakein. But how can he be Metakein with somebody else's fly, somebody else's stuff? When you have to give it to him, so he should be Zoka in it, in order that it should be a Tanai that he was making it on, right? Rabbi Zira boy. And Rabbi Zira asked, Lamaisa. And you will see that he actually asked the people that did it. He asked, Manan Kayamim. What's the case? If he made the Tanai L'Kapila, that anything that I or anyone else who requires such a Tanai would need to take off my service, so then Enotirik was Zakrato B'Yark. In that case, he would not have had to be Mizak to him. The She'en Lo Tanai, this should not say Lo Alav Ala Achirim, it's nonsense, but it should say either the She'en Lo Tanai Ela Alav, the law of if he doesn't have a Tanai on others, he only has it on himself, so then obviously Torah was like a throw the earth. You just gotta find out what happened. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, he gave it to Zavdi Ben Levi. And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi said, look, I'll tell you what happened. And Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yavu, it's Kaba, I asked, what happened? The law of Zavdi Ben Levi Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. The bottom line was that he did not give it to him. Rabosha apparently had made the Tanai even al Akhirim, and therefore he relied on Zavdi Bar Levi to take it off, even though he wasn't going to be in the Zakat to him. On the Yanai, All of this only works if he remembers his tanai at the time that he's doing it. In other words, you can't make a tanai and then blithely go ahead like Mr. Magoo and eat anything that you want, figuring, well, I always leave something over anyway on my plate. That little bit would be enough for Kumas Meisim. You have to remember the tanai as you're being mafreshit. Shimon bar Vodashem Rabbi Yochanan says it's more than that. So this lahalish bisvatav, or lahalish, I don't think it's necessary to change the gears, as you mentioned, there are other gears. He has to move his lips at the time, the amirat hatnai. Now, the mashma'ut over here, in the context, is the way the Rambam learns it, but this is just saying the same thing. You have to remember your tanai. That's all that it means. Moving your lips is remembering your tanai. There are others who hold that you have to actually say it, in which case Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, doesn't that mean Velonim Tzachim if I came to Shabbat? This is just, you have to say it, so then you're being Mitzachim B'Shabbat. I mean, that was the whole point, that you have a problem in being Mitzachim B'Shabbat. I have to say, this is Truma on Shabbat? Amale, so he said, no. Are they here? No. The point of it, he made the tanai. I'm just relying on the tanai. He's only being masked now the tanai. But he's not actually being masked, but it should look like he's doing it on Shabbat. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy coming Rabbi Zeir. The inner assume is name of Dan Ochumi. Isn't there a problem over here that you're going to have to destroy what it is that you're doing? Because I mean, if you're taking off an Amaretz and stuff, then it's coming. So it's not kosher anymore. The Trumas Mice is not kosher for coming. So it turns out that now you're going out to destroy it. There's no way you're going to have to dump it in the garbage pail to make sure that the guy won't eat it. Isn't that a problem to put yourself in a position where you're having ma'abed food? The Bishlam normally, when you take off as the chogger, you take off something, you give it to the koi, the Trumas Mice. But over here, you're going to have to dump it into a garbage pail. Are you allowed to do that? You have to think tomorrow, well, what you would have to do is, on the fire kosher, you make sure that it's in little pieces. If it's in little pieces, the Amartya is going to eat it. You're going to take off your plate, and there's little pieces that you left on your plate. And you're not going to be mobbed, it'll be undone.
You're saying left on the plate. You said what he had left over at the end of the meal.
Right.
We're avoiding the Brera issue and if it's left over.
Because in the end, it's going to turn out that we can be same on Brera on it in the next Mishnah. So, if you learn, I mean, there are those who don't learn this way, but if you learn that the Tumah Mishnah is linked, and that's just giving us an example of Brera by liquid in the next Mishnah of Yayin, so then it would mean even at the end of the meal, that you don't necessarily have to do it this way.
How is it Lafish?
That's not Rosha, the Brera. Mashani Ati Lafish. But in Okinawa, if there's a problem, as we'll see in the case that's coming up, that if those that hold it, you have to actually be Lafish. So then, the guy can see you, and then we'll get into other problems. We'll talk about this in a moment. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks another question. It's Gzela. Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, come here, Rabbi Zeira. You know, it's Mishum Gezel. The guy's giving you food to eat. He's not giving you food to dump in the garbage can. As far as he's concerned, he already took off Meiser. So if you want to be a Meshuggah and take off Meiser again because you're so extra firm, so do it with your own food. Don't do it on my food. I'm not giving you food to throw into the garbage. So why isn't that considered to be Gzela?
Just like the poet.
Well, we'll see when we get to that. Marley Rosel Shelo Nahasua. That's not true, because if a guy invites someone to his house, then he wants him to be able to eat. And included in his ability to eat in his house is the fact that, look, if this guy needs to take off my shirt, and he's a Michigan, I say, well, whatever, so what can I do? So let him take off my shirt also. Says the Gemara, well, wait a minute, that's not so obvious. He named it Rabbanan Fleegan. There is, over here, a story from the Rabbanan that shows us that that's not true. The guy is not interested in having this guy be thrown on his account. The owner of Shulam Bar Yitzchak, a case happened where Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, used Alfei for Balabayat Echad. It's a beautiful, beautiful Lashon Yerushalmi. Oza Lishma Bisha came along Lashon Hara and spoke to the guy. And Omarle, Av Dais Vadina Nafshbeduna. Look carefully at what they're doing and you'll see that they're cheshed you. What a beautiful terminology. It's not a person who speaks. It's Lashon Hara who speaks. So Lashon Hara went and told the guy. Isn't he gorgeous? The personification. The personification of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara went and told the guy. So it's just using this, it's the snake using its man as the speaker, right? So Lashon Hara went and said to the guy, he said, well, look, this guy's a chayshid you. You think they're giving you covered by eating in your house. Pay close attention to what they do. So then he asked, well, my animal up there, he's looking very carefully. What are they doing with the food? He wants to see whether they, the mouth or something. To have an after notion is Zarka name and so what they did is they played a game. Right? So Rebbe says to Yes, very good, hey, I got you, poof, and he throws all the pee at him. throws something back at Rebbe. So they get into a whole fight. And actually, what they were throwing at the other guy was the stuff that they were being mocking about. Now that it's terrible, we have obviously where I'm at. Yeah, he said that you can do.
So that
make
the guy angry?
No, he thought it was very funny. But he didn't realize that this was their half Russia. Well, these guys have a great sense of humor, right? But anyway, pretty clear, Eino Rotza Anocha Gruach. I mean, the guy, he's not interested. He was sitting there waiting to see. So, I thought you said it's Anocha Gruach. I said, well, no. It's not true. There's two separate issues over here, and you have to separate them psychologically. Rotzehu, the Roboy, the Choshdine. He doesn't want it to be Choshdine. Okay, fine. So what you don't know doesn't hurt you. The guy wants to be frum. I don't have a problem. This is what it's going to cost me in terms of his eating here. Whatever's necessary for his eating here is okay. But I'm certainly very upset that you're being kosher to me. I mean, that's a different issue. Once I'm aware of that, and I'm sitting here looking at you with your kosher to me, exactly. That's what they did. They did it on the table. Well, again, it's an incredible insight. I don't want to know that I'm nechshad. As long as I can't find out that I'm nechshad, I'm happy for you guys to do whatever you need to do in order to eat. It just shouldn't reflect on me. Brilliant. No, it's much deeper than that. In other words, I am angry that they should be chayshed me. But I can distinguish between, maybe he can't, but we can distinguish between that element in his mind and the fact that I need this guy to be eating by me. My mom is married. Tani Rebbe Yehuda Osef. Now, in the Brisa says that in this case, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda actually offered. You can't go ahead and Erev Shabbos to make a tnai on something that you don't even have in your Rishus. My time in the Rebbe Yehuda. Well, you can. Yeshad Amas Nel Devash Enev Rishus. This is crazy. I mean, make your bitmai. I mean, it has to make some sense. You know, make up with mine, you want to be famous on Brayer or whatever, but you can't change the rules on me and say that something you don't even own, you're going to be able to make a tzai on now, where it's a double shalom on them, essentially. Motor Rav Yehuda, shuho leich, v'lo kech, v'lo kom shalakam zeh, v'ma atzai. Now, Rav Yehuda is, however, moda, and this is interesting, that if you've got a problem like this, and you're invited to somebody's house, you can go to the same store that guy buys his stuff at, buy some fruit and miser it. Remember, you can't take from one store on another, because you never know. Can't miser to my all the mind. Maybe this guy has it. Yeah, same batch. Well, we had the case before that retailers will, you know, cases where they'll buy from the same person, how much would it take 3 days? Okay. So you could go to the same guy, buy from the same parent, and take off miser. Now,
include what?
Take off miser for that guy. It says, well, I don't understand. That's as crazy as, I mean, why is Rebbe Yehuda Moda? The Yeshua Dan Matvishal Babashana Shalom. I mean, you could ask the same question. What do you mean? He's Moda because of a call to mine that will allow this guy to take off mice with somebody else's food. How can
you?
It's somebody else's food. It's here now. It's here. But if I want to do it now, I'm being Matvish on somebody else's food. You can't do that.
It's
not mine yet, exactly. I'm doing it now. He says, I can't do anything for when it becomes mine. Says Rabbi Abu, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, in this case, it's all right. Why? Because anyway, we saw before that we have a Takana Lagavi's mine in the case where somebody accidentally sold food that he shouldn't have sold, that he forgot the miser. So then over there, you have to chase the guy, see if he can get him. But if he can't reach him, we say over there that he can take off the demai from food that remains in his rishus. Right? So how can you take up the mic if the other guy's thing? So it's therefore they made it the same thing. Asuo told the mocher perot fulim lechaverot by mistake. How did the tani as we saw before? A mocher perot fulim lechaverot. Raise the ratzach harav. He really should chase after him and go and be mitakein the food. Lo matzal. He didn't find the guy. So if yodei shaperot kayamim maaser aleihem, if he knows that the perot is still there, he should take maaser from his own, because we view this as being a zchus to the guy. So it's zchusavot, because this guy relied on me. So he okay. So that I can therefore go ahead and be mafish for the amoret as a zchus for my, he's not costing him anything. The imoav, the perot were already eaten and I tie him. Then there's no knot over here that you have to take off stam in order to be metakein, which you did. However, safek kayamin, safek in kayamin, maaser aleihem, the korei shame maaserotehem. Over there, you have to take off, and it says maaser aleihem, that means you have to take off trumas maaser only, because that's the chi of misa, and that you want to take away from him, you can't leave that from him. And the rest of it, you can leave within his peros. Because anyway, maaser sheni can be eaten, and Maaser Oni can be eaten, and Maaser Rishon can be eaten as a fault. So therefore, since it was Demai, we're dealing with Demai over here after all, not Vanai, but also Sopek, you can leave it within his favor.
This is the Halakha.
Halakha Beit, Perek Shvi. Nozgulo et HaKot. So now, this is a little bit strange, because it's not like the same situation we had in the Mishnah. Hamad v'chaver sh'yokhal etzlo. Except that it's continuing. Nozgulo et HaKot. One way of understanding it, and this is the way actually most of the Mefarshei HaMishnah understand it, is that this is the way that the Mishnah incorporated the halakha that we were speaking before with about whether he has to be maskirit, both his mom, he has to be zokrit, snow. So what it means is, mazgul hatakos on Shabbos, that's the beginning of your meal, that's why we say mazgul hatakos. So at the beginning of the meal, now you're going to have to start in Tzemech on your Tanai. How are you Tzemech on your Tanai? So we saw before that Tzarek Lazkir B'Svatah. If Tzarek Lazkir B'Svatah, then he has to say, Mashani Yassi B'Shayer B'Shulei Akos, Arayu Maaser, B'Shah Maaser Samukla, Zesha Asiti Maaser Asri Shulmat Maaser Alav, Hu Maaser Sheni B'Tiv, Hu Mukhulelat Alam Ha'ot, which means that according to them, according to these Mepharshim, the Mishnah is essentially repeating the elements of the first Mishnah, except that it's saying what you have to do, B'Shah Maaser. And that, yes, on Shabbos. And that's why it says Mosul Ozakos is the first thing that you have. It's Kiddush. So you'll have to worry about Mosul Ozakos. And the problems with this approach are legion. Because, first of all, as the Glob points out, legion.
Many.
Why? Because, as the Glob points out, when you continue a Mishnah, you don't change the case. If you're trying to talk about Shiyochal Etzlo, and he's talking about the food, and you're trying to tell me that on that food you'll have to say it again, but don't say Mosul of the code, and give us all these new dinins about liquids, and now instead of stuff on the bone, now it's the peeve, and now it's the shulayim, right? Not to mention the fact that the Mishnah has introduced a completely new issue, as Moshe Baruch pointed out, for the first time we're going to be famous on Breira. Because he's saying, Mashani Atzib, Shayer, Bishulay Akos. It's what I'm leaving at the end of the coast. I don't have another cup. This is not the same situation as the case of the food. I can leave a little food on the floor. I can leave a little food on the table. If I pour out liquids, then I'm just mopping the liquids. Oh, what? I'm going to ask the guy, can you give me a little cup for taking off my shirt? He'll throw me out of the house. So all that I can do is I can leave at the bottom of my cup. I can leave something, and that'll become the maaser.
Right?
I'm trying to be discreet. Or, not there's any way to learn this. The Mishnah had nothing to do with the first case. The Mishnah may be talking about a guy who's traveling, and this is out somewhere, this is not somewhere. Guy's traveling, he doesn't have a cup. He's got a drink from a bottle. He goes to the store, he buys a bottle of wine. Now, he doesn't rely on the guy. What is he going to do? He's on the road. He can say, Mashan, he has to eat what it is that I'm going to eat. And, the Rambam, and Lamaisa, you can do the same thing on Shabbat, make the same smile, Arab Shabbat, but the Mishnah itself is not coming necessarily to discuss Erev Shabbos. So until now we were talking about an actual Hafrosha, where I didn't rely on Breira into how I was making Hafrosha. I actually made a Hafrosha. This case is talking about that all along I have to be sent up on Breira, which is why the Gemara is now going to initiate for the first time. It never has this before. It's now going to initiate the question of, wait a second, So until you ended up in mafreshit, and how you were drinking kevel, and so on. And it's going to make that explain as brayer. Whereas the first mishnah was not a problem, because the first mishnah could be talking about you took it off first, and then you went ahead, and you ate that which was mitzukah. So clearly there's new issues here in the mishnah, and certainly according to the Yerushalmi, totally new point.
Not necessarily
bishar. So came as mitzvah. This mishnah, because talking about Moskva is talking about the in mizigat hakos. It's talking about the same case, but a case of liquid. So manan kayamim. So how does that work? Iba omer mikvar the mashkevu rehu. If you're going to say this in advance, so now the mash can mix, right? So then you're going to have truma and the coolant mixed, and then it's going to be meduma. So you're going to say, okay, right now it becomes truma. Right now it becomes truma, so now it's mixing throughout. It's a liquid. So how can you drink it? The im ve'omer l'kishishata, if he says now, well, when I finish drinking, so then l'mafrei es tevel shata. I understand. So how did he drink it? He was drinking tevel. It didn't become truma until he left it. Okay, I mean, let's make it very clear what we're saying. We're basically creating a tznayov here of mi'akshav when I leave it, which is only workable in terms of brayer. So Omeri has to say mikvar likish eshter, in the lashon of Avin, mi'akshav likish eshter, and therefore it's going to work only in terms of brayer, which we will allow. For a Rabbana, we'll see Matthew Makwokis later on, but we will allow it because it's Duman, so you kill. But then Lo Nimsa Matasa Truma Tnei Bishar. But don't we have another problem? Since everything that he's getting from Amaharas, here we're talking about a liquid. And this again is another thing that's introduced here for the first time, because until now, when we were talking about the food, there's no Raya that necessarily was Mukshala Kabal Truma. Maybe we're talking about food that wasn't Mukshala Kabal Truma. But here, where he's giving him wine, so then for sure it's going to be tamei. So now he has truma tamei. Another new issue. How is he going to now be carrying around the truma that is left in the coast, which is truma tamei? It's totally muksa. How can he carry it, right? The first mission didn't have this problem, because maybe it wasn't muksa like abo truma. But over here, how can he carry it? So the Gemara, why not? All he has to do is leave a little bit extra, right? So if the case is Amar Abalazim, Mishayah Kol Shulchum, leave a little bit of chulin also. In other words, you said 1/100, leave more than 1/100. Then only the 1/100 that's closer to the peas and so on, which is the way that you made the tonight. And that would be like we learned in Shabbat, Yahud Sanin and Tamah, Mitzafalim Shumat Me'im HaChulin. If we're going to have chulin together with it, it doesn't bother me that there's truma tmeya here. Wait a minute. That's not saying, well, down there. That's not saying exactly. Truma tmeya, the Torah Torah. Over there, I'm carrying around the truma tmeya in order to allow me to carry my chulin. But over here, I'm making the chulin in order to be able to carry the truma. So over here, I'm Brahma Hakka, chulin, the Torah tmeya. How does that work? Oh, maybe that's very fun. I'll tell you. In Yitzyatom and Akos. Kodesh. What you do is, you don't make a tnai that what I leave in the kodesh is kodesh. What you say is that what I pour out of the kodesh after I finish drinking is kodesh. Now there, it now turns out that you never moved the kodesh with the truma in it, because it only became truma. Now, you'll notice, hold on, however that works.
No, I thought the whole thing was you were reading at the bottom of the cup.
But I can't, because then what's going to stop me from drinking it? That was the problem that we had on the other mission. And we said Mepharo. So by the liquid, we're also going to have to see to it that he's not going to drink it. Right. We'll have the same problem. So I'm going to have to somehow not be Mavis the Yadayim, but make it undrinkable for him. I'm going to have to do something. And we'll put it on a plate or whatever, where he's not going to drink it. So how can I do that? That's my problem. If I can't just leave it sitting there, if I don't know who said, I'm going to need to be in the fire, right?
So isn't that just going to food anyway?
So that we said, as long as I don't do that, however, we'll handle it. I mean, the same problem we had before. But But now you'll notice that this Gemara is telling us a very unusual thing, which is not the way we usually think about the sugya. Because normally when you say that when it's huvrat, that it's chalam afreya, then it means that it's actually there. So in other words, what's the difference at what point I'm mivarer? I'm mivarer it when it pours out of the cup, so. But fine, that's only when you're mivarer it, but when did it become true? It became true back at the beginning. So the moment that you're down to the level that you have to pick up the cup to pour it out, you are already picking up true mitzvah. So in other words, what this means is a very strange thing. When it comes to determining whether I'm drinking tevel or I'm drinking mitukan, I'm drinking mitukan because the true moment is taken out, l'mafreya. But during the course of the time in which I need to deal with it, I see myself living within the time, and it hasn't become true yet, because it hasn't happened yet. And when it does happen, I'm already out of that time. But the description of what happened to me in the course of that time was defined from before. This is a much more complex and sophisticated understanding of the elements of Breyer that we understood until now. In the Bible, this is brought up as an issue before. You understand the problem? Because you can say, look, Mamadasha, if I'm gonna tell you that you can handle this stuff because there's no truma here, then I should tell you you can't drink this stuff because there's no truma here. If I'm gonna tell you you can drink this stuff, then I should tell you you can't handle this stuff because it's mukta. It's an amazing thing. Well, this ties in also with Rashi's incredible explanation in the Bavli of this, basically of this sugya, really, except the next part of the Mishnah about buying from a kuti, which we'll see later. So, over there, Rashi says an amazing thing. He says, Ein Breira, the pshat in Ein Breira is, in terms of physics, Ein Breira. In other words, Rashi says the point of Ein Breira is that the world is not causal. Therefore, when you go ahead and you set something aside, and you say, I'm setting aside now what will be left at the bottom of the cup, that's assuming a Newtonian world. That if I had all the information about all of the elements over here, I would know what will be left at the bottom of the cup. Says Rashi, if you hold Ein Breira, there is nothing that's meant to be left at the bottom of the cup, because it's totally chaotic. Whatever is left at the bottom of the cup has nothing to do with the current situation. Therefore, how can you say something that will be that has no causal link to what was now? Right? The opposite of your philosophy. That's Ein Breira. Your philosophy is that Ein Breira anyway. Exact opposite of your philosophy. What the hell can be? Oh, wait, we skipped something over this time. Tamad Kanina. Halokea Vyayin Bibenakuti. Now, we'll see later on in the Mishnah, if you buy wine from Kutim, that is a big difference between the case over there is talking about that you buy a barrel or a nose, a lot of wine. Here we're talking about where you're leaving something at the end of the cook. And there's an additional complication when you buy a nose, because over there you're leaving it over a period of time. And once you're leaving it over a period of time, we have to be choshesh that there never will be half rush. How do you know it's not going to break in between and so on? But that element doesn't come into the question of in the middle of drinking a cup that maybe something will happen to the cup before you finish it. That we're not choshesh for. So in the case of buying wine from a kuta, it's talking Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Otsrin, Shema Yibaka Hanot. Therefore, before we understood this distinction, the Gemara wants to know that there it says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon asked, why? Because maybe the node will break, the nimtzeshul test, probably l'mafreya. And it's going to now turn out that there never was anything left at the end of the cup, so to speak. And the hadamat mita lok, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, are we just saying that? We have a stam mishnah? We don't mention that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon argue, and yet you're saying, apparently it can't go according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, right? Or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, no, not right. Everybody agrees that if it's al atar, it's on the spot, it's on location, but then we don't have to be chosheish for shema yibaka. Now, the truth is that not everybody would agree with this because as we know, there's a whole discussion about whether the machlokas of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon is in terms of yesh brera or ein brera, and this was only being said by Shitatcha, Rabbi Meir. Don't you agree? Shema Yivaka Anod V'nim Tashot Tzolim L'mafreya. But Mi'ikra, again, we're chaylok on the whole idea, because the whole idea is based on brera. And the mice and the Babli, both issues are discussed as possibilities. We'll see later here also in our Gemara, the Nafkamina between the various Shitas. They don't necessarily all have to agree that it's truly a problem of Shema Yivaka Anod. It may be more than that. It may be a problem of brera too. And we're only saying even the Shitas Rabbi Meir, they should be worried about Shema Yivaka Anod. How about if a guy is working for someone, and this is not talking about Shabbos, this is in general. A guy's working for someone, and part of the deal is that he's supposed to be supplied with X number, okay, 100 figs he's going to have for in return for his, his partial return for his work, and I have to feed him. So there, he doesn't trust the Balabai. The Balabai says, an Amor, he's a father.
100 figs, and he has to feed him? Or
no. That's what I have to feed him. I'm paying him, but I also have to feed him. No, tell Brogerdachat, so assuming that it's truly 100 figs, so he takes out one 100, takes out one Brogerdachat, the Omer Zu, the Pesha Ba'otacharel, this one and the next 9 that I'm going to get are Meiser for the next 90 that I'm going to get. And after that, Al Tishim Shani Okel. And this one that I took out, the one 100, Papa, is Asuyot Truma Maaser Aleihem. This becomes Truma Maaser. So the Maaser Sheni will leave that till the end, and I'm going to call it on the most. The Chosef Brogeret Achad, and indeed he has to save one out of the 100 figs that he was going to eat, he's not going to be able to eat, because he has to leave that for the Maaser, for the Truma Maaser. Right? He can't. The poil can't go ahead and take another one and make that one because that's the Balabai didn't give him. The Balabai gave him 100. So he's going to have to save one of the 100 that is meant for him. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat less than what's given to you. Because the point of feeding a poil is to fuel him. If you're going to feed him less than a full tank, he's going to give you less than a full tank of work, right? So lo yatsof b'beishumema et melachto. He's going to now be doing less than the guy was fueling him to do. And they had things very carefully calibrated in those days, right? Well, 100 things equals, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Lo yatsof, Rabbi Yossi says, lo yatsof b'beishumema et melachto. The point over here is that you can, in fact, eat the full 100, take another fig, because according to Rabbi Gamliel, you'd have to take your own fig. But Rabbi Yosef, you don't even have to take your own fig. You can take a fig from the Balabai themselves, and it's still correct to eat the full 100. This Neshu Tanai Bezdin makes it Tanai that anyone who feeds the poil has to accept. Exactly. And he has to accept that the poil doesn't trust him, that he's going to be taking another fig.
So it's not gazelle.
And it's not gazelle.
It's a fig.
Hmm?
It's a fig. It's a fig.
It's a fig. It's a fig. Oh, it's in British, you say. A fig, I feel. But that all goes according to Man Yomar Hodes, the Eta Daskos to Ina, right away. He said that. No. It's a figure, right? Because it's a figment. So all of these ideas, because it's dimion, the eighth of that, essentially. So all of these words, it's like a figa here.
So it wasn't wheat.
There, it had elements of all of these things. And then it's a thing. That's the Alei Teina, the writer. Rabbi Eliezer b'shein Rabbi Oshia, he says like this: Hasuoto kepoel she'eno ma'amin lebalabai. Now, what this is really referring to is a figure that we're going to see later on in the second truma, in where somebody has a storage of payload, and he took off one grogeret to give to the kohen, right, and to give the mitzvah to the lady, and so on. And now he wants to take out based on the one that he gave, an additional 8 that he's now going to eat, because it's not exact, but essentially 20% he's taking off the 2 mice. Okay? He wants to take off another 8 and eat these 8, even though he's got thousands. But he's going to say, well, I gave this lady 1 and I gave this honey 1, so I guess I can eat 8 now, right? I cover 10, so to speak. Okay, I mean, I didn't finish giving. So what I did, some things, not exact, but he gave, obviously, he took care of the trips from his wife and so on. I took care of it. So now I'll be able to eat to Neged, and I'm going to prorate my Megura, so to speak. And I'm going to base whatever I take out, it's going to be Amashani Akid Lehistatekvo. It's the same type of idea, except in the inverse. Instead of whatever it is I'm going to leave is going to be the truma. Well, here it's the same. Whatever it is I'm going to take to eat will be the thing that I took the truma on. It's the same idea in reverse. You got more, right? He's going to have to take off more later. But
I don't want
to
cover it all right now.
Right. I don't have who to give it to right now, maybe, right? Okay, so in that case, it turns out that they make that case the equivalent of Asu oto kepoel shenoman in the whole day.
So how many didn't take it all out, Mr. Weston? How many want to be mortgaged later?
We're not going to worry about that in Truma. But what's important to us is that this thing can work in both directions. So if you're saying that you can take off and rely on it, then what you're saying is we're going to treat this man like the poel who doesn't believe the Baal Bayit. Yeah, okay. So Pshita, Nitzifura Perot HaTrumah. Let's say we have over here that the Perot attack are burned. So HaTrumah B'Tivula. So in other words, if it turns out that the Truma that I set aside ends up getting burned before all of this, so now it turns out that the whole thing was lost, right? There was no HaFresh. Again, if he didn't give it, he just set it aside. It was, taking, again, the elements of our Mishnah in the inverse. Because we discussed a moment ago what would happen Shemini Yibaka Hanok, in which case there never was a Hot Russia. Right? So here, in our case, if something would have happened to that which I was Mahatrish, so now it turns out that there never was a Truma. Because at the time that I was Mavara, the things that I was Somechon, the Truma wasn't here anymore. Okay, so it comes out, therefore, that the growth that I made Truma are actually no longer truma.
It was
right? No, the is still an Afrosha. The payload I ended up being burned.
Right.
This is mamish, a mirror image. Because what I was mafrish with the understanding that what I take out afterwards to eat, that is what is being mafrish for. But if what I'm taking out to eat and ends up never being taken,
taken. What's even Afrosha then?
No. So what's HaFrasha? Look, the guy comes along and he takes Truma.
Okay, so this is enough to do HaFrasha, then it's Mataki and the...
Wait, yeah. Let's start from the beginning. The guy takes off Truma to Maitre, gives it to a lady, right? But he doesn't take out the payers. He leaves the payers for himself, leaves the payers in the drawer. Now, he says, so how, which payers did he take these out, huh? So he makes it smile. But this Maitre is going to be taken for the payers when I am HaFrasha to eat. Right? I've got 1,000 things that I want to take out. I'm going to take out 8, connect these 2, and I'm going to eat them.
What did you do with the 2?
He gave them already. But how did they become Meister? Based on the Brera, that when I take out these, I will now know what they were Truma for. So in the same way that if the Truma ends up getting busted, there never was a Tikkun of the Peres, the mirror image is if the Peres end up getting busted, there was never a HaFrasha of the Truma on those parents. So now the lady is going to be eating Kevel. Because what he thought was Meiser isn't Meiser. Because I never took out the parents to be Meiser on, you see? It's the exact case with a mirror image.
Okay.
Right?
What are you doing?
So therefore, we're just pointing out the implications over here. So now, Nitzifu HaPerot, HaTrumah, Yeah. Yeah. I never was mopped for CH. Not the H got burned. The whole thing got burned, so I never could end up taking out. Same thing over here. The node broke. I never could end up leaving anything at the bottom of the node, right? So whatever I did eat was sable. In this case, whatever the micer I took off was sable, because it was never really micer on anything. There was nothing to be micering it on, right? So if the lady wants to eat it, he's going to have to take off trumas and micers from the thing that I had given him. It turns out, correct?
You won't even know.
Okay, you won't even know. It's the same chashash of Shemini Barkando. Mr. Fahat Truma, if the Truma ended up getting burned before the Hakracha, so then, Likishi Yoklu HaPerot, Kitsha Truma Limafreya. If the Truma got up, and now I want to eat them, they're fine. They're still going to be Mitsukani, right? Because now we're saying the whole thing, I relied on Breira. At the time that I took it off, it was fine. Because since we're dealing here with the inverse situation, I don't have a problem with it. I had already taken off the Truma. The case in the Mishnah was that I had taken off the Truma, the problem was on the Truma. But the opposite case over here is that I had taken off the Truma, and the problem was on the Paris. It's a fascinating study of how it works out now in the opposite, that on the contrary, in this case, if the Truma is ruined, everything is fine. It's if the payers are ruined, then everything is ruined, right? In the Mishnah, if the payers, if the truma gets ruined, then everything is not fine. But if the payers get ruined, it doesn't matter to me. Okay. So in this case, kitshak truma lemasreya. Now, mahu chasach, we said in the Mishnah, he has to be chosech a grogeret. So what do we mean exactly? What we mean is minichla. In other words, when we say you have to save it, actually chasach means have rachamim on it, meaning don't eat it up. Right? That's essentially what it means. In other words, you have to leave it in order to be trumas maaser. So he has to be chosech it from the akira, who mafik trumat maaser. He has to prevent himself from eating it in order to make it trumas maaser. Now, Tony, lo yacharosha dam b'parato b'alayla v'yashkirena b'yom. A person, since he's doing malacha in the nighttime, he's weakened it. Now, when he goes out and he rents to somebody to do malacha in the day, the guy thinks he's getting a nice, strong, well-rested para, but actually, he's not going to be able to work very well, right? Now, this, you understand the similarities to the question of our mission. If the para isn't fueled properly, is it being mamayat in his malacha? Lo ya'aseh b'tov shalom b'layla, the person shouldn't be busy moonlighting at night. It's amazing how nogea this is. The person should not have a job moonlighting at night and accept a job during the day at a regular, because his efficiency is impaired and the guy who is hiring him is not getting his money's worth. Furthermore, lo ya'ivasmo, he cannot go to work without eating breakfast. Lo ya'sagefasmo, he can't now be an ascetic, be a very poor guy now, and to say, I'm someone who, I don't sleep properly, I sleep on the floor because I don't want to be menaced or something like that. And in all of these cases, you're working for someone, that person has a right to assume that you are properly cared for physically. And in any case like this, you cannot do anything that is going to cause a balabayit to get less out of you than he thinks he's paying for.
Well, then he'll spring in both and feel enslaved, that if you take him, it's beneficial that he shouldn't become lazy if you really...
No, it's over there talking about that he doesn't have anything to do now. No, but Karek, we say he'll be more efficient later. Enochinami, if you're working him at night when he was meant to be sleeping, then of course you're not allowed. Here we're talking about a place that was bought.
I'm going to the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Rav Yochanan Ozel HaKadaka, Rav Yochanan went to a certain place. Ashka Safra Aynus, he found a Safra is a teacher, Beit Sofrin, in other words, a Beit Sefer. So a Safra is the teacher in a Beit Sefer, and he found a very shvach teacher, was walking around like his half asleep. Oh, Marlahu Mahu came, what's going on over here? Why are you so shvach? He's a big cluster. He's having a pinus. He fasts every Monday and Thursday. Today's Monday, so he's looking pretty bad. Excuse me. Man Malachas about the Vidam Atamarata. It's in our Gemara. We just ask him that even if you're working for a bus of a dummy, you're not allowed to be inside of that. Somebody who's working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being a Malamet United, like Hoshikeni, has no right not to take proper care of himself. Tia Barashi, the Shem Rab, says that when he takes my Bezdin, he explains what we mean. My Bezdin should say, hey, Trumat Maaser should say Michel Baalabai. So the Trumat might, where he has to take an extra one out. Because of this problem, since he has to take it out, there's no way he can avoid taking it out, because it's such a bafira. So since he has to take it out, the Tanai Bezdin was that it was given from the Balabayit. Umaser Sheni is from the Porel. And the Maaser Sheni, he doesn't have to take that out, he just has to be part of it. That's his problem. That the Balabayit doesn't have to take care of. So just to make it very clear, what we're talking about is that extra groger, that's the only thing that we're worried about. Now over here we have a problem of Bavai, and that's why he has to say Shnei Lugin, because the Shnei Lugin are for Truma Gedola, which normally we don't have to worry about, right? That's why we ignored it in all the previous professors. But here we do have to worry about it. And why is that? Because even though Kusim take mitzvah for themselves, they're shame of the mitzvah, they don't hold to the same either. And since they don't hold to the same either, they're not mocked, but if they sell it to you, if you're gonna be eating the tefil. There are others that say that the shot is that since the Ikra Hadid, the Torah says la'ochla in the Bina Maaser. First, la'ochla means that if I want to sell it, l'schora, I'm not mechuyev to take off maaser b'chla. Maaser is only where it's being grown in order to eat. But where I grow as a grower, I'm not mechuyev to take off maaser. But in any event, what has been sown by them is not maaser, vada. Since it's not maaser vada, whether it's only a chiyev d'rabbonin or it's a chiyev d'oraisa, that doesn't matter, because I'm still going to have to take off. Now it's an emissary vadai. We don't have the takanas of Tumai that I can be saying that on Rov HaMeorot take off the truma. So therefore, in this case, I go ahead and I take off Shnei Lugin, and then obviously when I say Asara, I mean literally Asara, because I've already taken off 2%. It's actually only 0.98, not the 0.1, but it's fine. And I can now be Mecho, I can be Mechalev on the money, and I can be Shaita Mina, even though this is a Vadai. So it's talking about over here also, it's talking about Ben Ashmosha, right? So I don't have it then over here. I'm not able to take it off in Ben Ashmosha, but I can still be Kurishane. So even though I can't be Matish Mamish, but as we'll see, I can be Kurishane Ben Ashmosha. Tell me what Yaisi, because there'll be Shimon, no three. I mean, the Brisa says, as we saw before, that Rav Yosef would be Shimon Asher, Shema Tibaka Hanod, V'nim Seshotet V'lim L'mafreya. It's Asher because you can't rely. We're not talking about something you're going to drink now the whole thing up, like in the previous Mishnah, where you were drinking a cup that an Amor gave you. Over here, we're talking about a whole node. And therefore, you can't rely on it. Now, Lok Taime Hadein, Taime Hadein. You should know that when it says Shema Tibaka Hanod, that time that is being given is not actually the full time that is involved over here, because the two shitas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, may end up saying the same thing, but not necessarily for the same reason. Because you see, Taima de Rabbi Yossi, the real reason that Rabbi Yossi was talking about is Shiehe Misuyam, it should say. Shiehe Misuyam, he holds that we don't rely on Brera. He needs for it to be Misuyam at the time that you're being Kareshane. You have to be able to say, you can't say, She'ani Atid La'afrish. Where is that? So therefore you can't rely on it. Whereas time of the Rabbi Shimon is saying, the problem over here really is, forget about whether you're going to be Yibaka Hanod. How about if you drink the whole bottle down? I mean, you know, that often happens that a guy makes a tonight to leave a little bit of Coke at the end of the bottle, and he never leaves it because he's drinking. Yeah, exactly. So therefore, Shemini Shkach Mishtef Hashach, out of the tummy. Okay, like we learned, Meisher Sheni Shebechefet Zeh Mechulal Al Sela Shebekis Zeh Silel. If a guy says the Meisher Sheni that is in this coat, it should be how on money that I have in my pocket without taking out that money and saying this is the money that I'll take out. That's okay. Again, because of our Russia will be in terms of prayer. But the other thing I look well. No, it's not okay. My timer, what's this for over here? Because here there's a problem because Russian and Abraisa is different. And especially my timer, it's Moda Rabyosi. She'im Omar la Sela Yishana la Ladina Hayashan, and this makes much more sense. If Rabyosi is Moda, that if you were Misayim, in other words, you had one quarter in there and a lot of dimes, he said on the quarter. Or you had one old nickel and one of the new types, he said on the Indian head nickel. So then, fine, that's okay. Then you were Misayim. But it's only if you weren't Misayim and you're relying on what you're going to take out, then you say Loki Mel. And Modim Chachamim would be Yosi. And furthermore, the Chachamim would mother that Loki Mel, this is not a good reliable fellow, and what is Rav Yossi? She'im Amar al Hasela she'eto miyad benin. If he said on the money that I'm going to take from my son, al Adina, she'eto miyad benin, shalom hilel. Definitely shalom yabiyadu motasha'a. Something that is not in his hand at that time to be able to define, that's not considered to be a kosher fill. It's not going to say, oh, well, I'll meet my son, I'll get a quarter from him. And on that quarter, whenever I get it, so there should be mechol me'aksha. That's not considered to be a fill. Something that's not reshutcha. Okay, to be continued.